This weekend, the University of Wyoming awards degrees to thousands of undergraduate and graduate students. Two degrees are special, though. They're honorary doctorates. And at this year's commencement, one of the recipients of an honorary doctorate is philanthropist Paula Green Johnson. After growing up in Laramie and graduating from UW, Green Johnson made her mark by promoting women's equality and by fundraising for charitable organizations. She told me that the honor was a complete surprise.
Well, President Nichols called me, and I don't think she even knows the story, but I looked on my caller ID. I was running late for a meeting, and I realized it was from the university, and I thought, I don't have time for this, and I left. My husband happened to come home on for something, and he listened to the message and called me and asked me, said, you better be calling the president, and he knew nothing as well. And I just said, you know, I don't know that I want to call her because she's probably wanting me to go on a committee. I don't want to go on a committee. I have too much on my plate right now. Well, he pretty much insisted you cannot, you know, brush off the president of the University of Wyoming. And I agreed, and I called her. And I think I was in such shock, I said very little. I'm not sure she knew that I understood what it was, but I did. I just had nothing to respond with. It was such a shock. Being from Laramie and Wyoming and the University of Wyoming, I can't even imagine how I even got to this point, but this particular award probably means the most to me just because it's an honor for me to represent the university and the state of Wyoming. We left Wyoming when we graduated from college, but Laramie's never left us. The university has never left us in our hearts.
What drew you to philanthropy in the first place?
Well, I had really two great examples. Number one, I like to point out that my mother and father set the example for me from a very young age. My father understood the power of numbers, and he joined groups. My mother, on the other hand, didn't join groups, but she knew when someone was suffering, and she made sure that she could help as best she could. My parents owned Green's Food Market. I grew up in a very lovely middle-class family, grew to love the people who shopped with my father and mother, and they were unbelievable examples. The other example I point to is I grew up in an era, I was probably 14 years old when President John Kennedy was inaugurated, and he challenged the American people, and I'm sure you know the quote, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, and I have always lived by that.
Your work has focused specifically on social justice for women. Why did that kind of become your focus?
Well, I'll tell you why. I grew up in a very liberal family as far as women's issues. My father and mother pushed me to become whatever I could be. The university was great. I never felt that I was lacking anything being a woman. But when I graduated and got out in the real world, I realized that the world didn't think as much of me as a woman as they did a man. And I just vowed from that point on I would figure out what I can do so the next generation of women can go to college where they want to be, they can get a job that they want, they can get any degree they want, they can go into the military, they can go into the military academies. I wanted to make sure that my nieces would be welcome anywhere that my son would be welcome.
Since you've started working in philanthropy and with women's issues, have you seen real progress made?
I have seen progress. It's not fast enough for me. I'm a little impatient in life, and I think we should be there. I've been doing this since 1971, and I expected to be there before the turn of the century. Yes, things have improved. Our daughters can go to a military academy. They can go into the military. They can go to Harvard or anywhere they want to go. I have definitely seen some improvement. We just need more.
What does more look like for you?
More progress. For example, I sit on many non-for-profit boards, and a good board will have 30% women on it, and that is a big improvement from 25 years ago. Until it's 50%, I don't feel that I've succeeded, and I want to see the Supreme Court with a minimum of 4 women.
Paula Green Johnson is a University of Wyoming honorary degree recipient this year. Paula, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Caroline.